AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Florida to survey the damage brought by Hurricane Idalia. They took an aerial tour of storm-affected areas before traveling to Live Oak, touring damage on the ground.
As I told your governor, if there's anything your state needs, I'm ready to mobilize that support. Anything they need related to these storms. Your nation has your back, and we'll be with you until the job is done.
Weather from the east to the west. Out west, 60,000 people are at Burning Man in Nevada and are told to stay put and ration food and water. This man is currently there.
Everyone's just kind of looking out for each other, making the best of it. It's definitely muddy. It's definitely wet. And we're definitely hunkered down, but we're taking it as an opportunity to hang out and spend more time with our new friends and old friends in the camp. And there are definitely other camps that I can see. They're downright partying and having a great time. They're playing music, hanging out at their camp bars and doing karaoke, and they're making the best of it.
He spoke to the BBC, and more rain is expected to fall on Nevada on Sunday. To Pennsylvania, where authorities say a recently convicted murderer who escaped from a prison this past week was spotted on home surveillance cameras in an area not far from the prison. KYW-TV's Marcella Baedo.
Security video in Pocopson Township captures the moment Calvacante was last seen carrying a backpack early Saturday morning, less than 2 miles away from Chester County Prison. Because of this sighting, investigators say their presence in the area has increased.
Singer and songwriter Jimmy Buffett has died at the age of 76.
Though his image was that of the barefoot beach bum loafing around on his sailboat, Jimmy Buffett actually spent months on the road, earning millions from his concerts, millions more from his themed resorts and restaurants. According to Forbes, that barefoot beach bum died a billionaire. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Well, he was not the only well-known death Saturday. Former New Mexico governor and U.N. ambassador Bill Richardson has also died.
Richardson's great skill was as negotiator, and so he represented the U.S. well at the U.N. But his how-to came to light as he slogged through talks to rescue Americans in very tough environments. And it is there that he showed his ability to talk through dense relations between states.
Pamela Falk, CBS News at the United Nations.
India's space mission says the moon rover has completed its walk on the lunar surface and been put into sleep mode. It comes less than 2 weeks after its historic landing near the lunar South Pole. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just gonna eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's? Seriously? Frank it up! Frank it up! Come on, lady! Frank it up! Frank it up! Frank it up! Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it! Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies, overnight, lows around 69. Southwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, highs level off around 98. Lows level off around 69. Tomorrow night, dry with temps well above average. Monday and Tuesday, and highs from the mid-90s to the upper 90s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 76.
Youngest of three boys, my dad kind of got us all involved in music from a very early age. He plays in a lot of local groups, and I pretty much just got involved writing songs at a young age. I was probably a third grader when I started playing and trying to write.
What was your first instrument?
My very first instrument was piano, and then I moved to guitar. I was probably seven. And then as you're going through school, you go through like the band instruments. I think I did viola for a year. I moved to trumpet. And I played a lot of things when I was young, but guitar was kind of the main thing that stuck. And
when did you pick up the guitar?
I was seven. Okay. So yeah, I was like a third grader, I think. And I wanted to play bass originally because one of my older brothers played bass in like a punk band, and growing up, we loved like a lot of
around here in Madison.
Well, he was in middle school, so yeah, it was probably that area just with his buddies, and I wanted to be like, you know, my older brothers. I looked up to him, so and he played in a punk band, and I was like, I told my dad, I was like, I want to play bass, and he was like, no, we already have two bass players in the family, so you're going to play guitar. So,
who was the drummer? Did you have a drummer already?
Well, my oldest brother actually started on drums, and he didn't stay with that. He ended up he's an amazing sax player, so he fell in love with the sax. But
with your siblings, do you ever jam together?
Yeah, I play with my oldest brother a lot. I mean, we're playing a couple times in September.
Oh yeah, we'll be talking.
Show.
Is that Clay?
Yeah, yeah. Clay.
We'll be talking about that. Well, you know, let's go back to your dad. Now, your dad, he's a bass player too.
Yep. Oh yeah.
In fact, he plays bass. Let's see, in Steely Dane.
Yep.
Right.
VO5.
And sometimes in VO5, yep. Sometimes though he's the trombone player, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He could be, and he's
he does
got
a lot of things.
What's your dad's name?
Phil Lyons.
Okay, yeah, I remember
from VO5.
Sure.
Well, you'll always remember him because he's the guy who has dice in the heels of his shoes.
Yeah.
He has the best shoes.
I remember
shoes.
That day when those came in the mail. I was living with my parents. They're like, Dad, what are these, man?
Real live, like high heel platform shoes with dice in the heels. They're awesome. Well, now we know about your musical upbringing. Like, tell us about your early music career. You played at NPR, Pabst Theater, Summerfest. What bands were you in coming up, or have you ever been solo? I mean, what is it?
Both, really. I mean, I grew up, kind of formed bands with, I'm still in a band today with a lot of the core members. And we had a lot of name changes, and when I was in high school, we did a lot of the launch pad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The area. Yep. Yeah. I think they changed their name now to like Rock Sconson.
Rock Sconson. Dennis Graham.
Yeah.
Dennis Graham.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, totally. So we played. There was a band called Stereo Color. I had a band called Moon Jelly. And we.
That's a cool name.
It is. Yeah, that was a fun band. But both those bands. I was fortunate enough, we got to go to the finals for the launch pad thing, and that kind of got me connected to local Madison people like Roy Elkins and Rick Twite, who
the Mamas
runs the Mamas Roger, and all that stuff. So that was a really cool opportunity. I think we got to play at the
Governor's Mansion. I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was
I was always at that every single year. Oh yeah.
Oh wow.
Was Yanker governor at that time?
It was Jim Doyle.
Oh. Jim Doyle, yeah. Because his wife was really into music. She was an educator.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And that was always so fun. I mean, the governor's mansion.
Oh, it was a dream for us. I mean, I was an eighth grader, and I was like, you know, I thought it was all going to just be roses from there. You know, I'm playing the governor's mansion at eighth grade.
We're in the Super Bowl every year.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to call or text a question for Sam, he'll be happy to field them for you. Sam, I want to ask you about the NPR with What Do You Know? That was a great show at NPR.
Yeah, that was a blast. I mean, I was...
What'd you do?
I was just kind of a short musical guest. He brought me on and asked me a few questions. And
What was that like for you?
It was a lot of fun. I mean, at the time, I was still in high school at the time, and I didn't know too much about his show. My parents were huge fans. And so I was just happy to be on. And I think the guest, I got to go on twice. There was like a reoccurring, I think it was like 1 year after that I went on again. But remember the guest? One of the guests was Elaine from Seinfeld, and it was really. She was just calling in. She wasn't there physically, but it was a blast. I mean, it was just like a really cool thing
there?
To be a part of. I think so.
Clyde Stubblefield. He was always on the What Do You Know
Show. He wasn't there that when I was there, but yeah, I know Clyde. Yeah.
So let's see. Tell us about what is Camp Washako. I mean, is that on Lake Quam?
So Camp Washako is what we call it.
Washako.
That's the title of our new album, my band Lake Quam. We just released it about a week ago, I think a little over a week ago now. And
I have it, by the way. Thank you for sending it.
Yes, awesome.
Appreciate that.
I'm happy you got it. Yeah, we had a blast. This is with high school buddies of mine, and Camp Washako is just kind of a made-up word that I came up with, and then we, Washako, and then we turned into a song, and our band was named Lake Quam, so we started kind of running with this theme of, like, camp, summer camp, and...
meatballs.
Was it rum or whiskey? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm sober, so that's...
Oh, okay.
That's the telling part, I guess.
Perfect. That's even better, actually. I like that.
Oh, my. Well, let's get to live music in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Photon Lover, and it's from the new Lake Quam album, Lake Washako. Tell us about Photon Lover before you play.
Yeah, so this is just a song. It's been in the works for a while. Me and a buddy of mine in the band, Sam Worth, who does a lot of the writing, and he'll usually bring an idea, and then maybe he'll have a chorus, I'll have a verse, I'll put something on it and bring it to the band, and then the band kind of adds their own thing. And this song is just kind of a quirky love song, catchy, just kind of saying, I'll be with you. And through the elements, through all of it, you know.
Through thick and thin.
Yes.
It's Sam Lyons live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Time. I don't care Live in the Devil's Lair. Dude, I like how you hit that high note in the song
thank
there.
You.
That was pretty cool. And sleeping on futons are never fun. I have never had a good night's sleep on a futon. 844-967-2789. Call or text within the Civic Media app. Call and ask Sam a question. I'm sure he'll be happy to hear from you.
So now your band, you were telling me that they're all childhood friends. Mm-hmm. And you're playing with them all these years later.
Yeah.
That's almost kind of rare. How does that feel? Is that meaningful?
It's amazing. I mean, I think I love it. I mean, I think growing up, you never really know how long it's going to last. And I think, and we've had, you know, hiatuses and stuff like that. And our drummer, who was also a childhood friend, we changed drummers, and it's just funny because the other drummer is another person that I grew up with and just in kind of different circles. And but we all grew up in Cross Plains, and it's a lot of fun. I think there's a certain chemistry there with us when we play or write, where we've known each other for so long that we kind of just can feel what the other person is doing or wants to do, or there's some...
That has to be that has to be amazing to make music when you can connect with the people you're making music with on that level that you were just explaining.
Totally. It's important. And I think, you know, sometimes it's not always the case. And for us, I think that we've kept this thing pretty casual, I think has been a big reason why we've been able to keep doing it. I think if we had... a lot of expectations, or like, we need to, you know, make it big, or we need to do this, or play these, we need to be playing the Barrymore by the end of our second year, or something like that.
It's organic.
Yeah, it's organic. And I think I know that if, you know, I moved for a few years and I came back, and I knew that even though I was gone, it's like I can come back and we can, if everyone's in town and they're willing, we can, you know, kind of go right back to where we left off.
So. It's like you never left.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, it's cool.
You know, you touched on something that I always kind of tell young musicians and stuff, that which is, you know, bands are very fragile and you don't know how long they're going to last. And you really need to soak it in, every band you're in, because, you know, like you said, even though you think, you know, you're going to win the Super Bowl every year, it's like all of a sudden you're like, no, it doesn't work that way.
Yep.
And so you really have to, you know, take value in that. And those bands that last for years, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, wow, you know, those hardly ever happen. So you always have to really I like when you said that. That was a good point. So tell us about the next Lake Quam show. Is it at the Rigby in Madison?
Yes, October 5th, the Rigby 8 to 11. We're playing with a good local funk band called Two Hat Champ. Two Hat Champ, yep. So we'll be playing there October 5th. And yeah, it's going to be a blast.
And then how do we keep up with Lake Quam online?
We got Facebook, Instagram, that's pretty much our main things right now. We always post our shows on there, and we got all the music on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. So,
and let's get back to live music with Sam Lyons in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us is another Lake Qualm song from the new album, and this one is called Wake.
Yeah, I call it Weak. You know, Weak. It looks funny because we got that sign in there.
Yeah.
Oh, this is not a typo.
No.
It's like the Aesop's Fable thing.
Yeah.
The E is backwards.
Yep. Yeah. So I call it Weak. You know, Weak. I guess you can call it whatever you want.
All right. Sam Lyons live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Sunday. I'll be here till Sunday, working for my weekdays, feeling kind of sleepy, sleepless when I need to, wishing I could have you. She'll be here on Friday, wish I had it my way. Feel the healing of soul in my body. I was meaner than hell to me, probably. Wanna show her the bones of my progress. Tuesday, I'll be down on Tuesday. Used to be my used day, used every day away. Feeling kinda wily, thought it was inside me. Back to working Fridays, better off in my lane. Feel the healing of soul in my body. I was meaner than hell to me, probably. Wanna show her the bones of my progress. I saw myself, a younger me. He felt the shame of what he'd be. I'm moving on, and all my dreams look out of.
Very nice. Sam Lyons live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Be sure to get the Civic Media app is the best way to listen, rocker. Sam, I understand that during the pandemic, you went to Sturgeon Bay.
Oh, yes.
And hung out at the Holiday Music Motel with Pat McDonald.
Oh,
yeah. That place is legendary.
Oh, man. Yeah, it really is.
What was that experience like?
It was great. I mean, it was just such a learning experience and... It was a great time. I mean, I think it's funny. I was talking to my friend how a lot of people like moved back home for the pandemic and something like that. And I moved somewhere else during the pandemic. And, it was just great to be there and learn from Pat and, MJ, Melanie Jane up there. And I was with one of my best friends and just making a lot of music and helping out with the Steel Bridge Songfest. And
well, tell us about Pat McDonald and tell us about these people. Who are they and why are they important?
So Pat was in kind of his claim to fame he's in Timbuk 3, had a big hit.
The future is so bright, I gotta wear shades guy, right?
Yep. Oh yeah. So that's him. And he's obviously, I mean, way more than that as a writer. And he's just a legendary songwriter. And he's tough to describe, you know. It was just a great experience to be around him and see how he operates. And
so he owns this Holiday Music Hotel,
yeah,
correct? With Melanie Jane, do they both own it? And it's up in Sturgeon Bay.
Yep.
And it's a pretty crazy old school, like, hotel, right? Tell us about the Holiday Music Hotel. Like, what's special about that place?
It's a really amazing place. I mean, I think they bought it with a few other people, some writers and stuff, around like 2007, after they started, they had the first kind of Steel Bridge festival up there in 2005, I want to say. And this was to save this bridge in town, this local kind of legendary bridge that was there for years. And they were trying to tear it down. And so Pat really wanted them to keep this kind of...
It's like one of the last steel bridges in the country, I think, right?
Something like that. And it was just such a big part of the town and a lot of character. And they kind of wanted to just make it, you know, just kind of a normal looking modern bridge. And Pat and his sister, I think, organized this festival to pretty much kind of in protest against it and to keep the bridge going. So
Madison band, the Civil Engineers, on their debut EP has a song called Save the Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Reference to that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you know, Molly, they've been up to Steel Bridge a lot. Dano and Ellie Baby from the Cancellations.
I love them. Yep.
You know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Dano naked?
I'm surprised I haven't, but he ran a studio up there called The Nudio.
The Nudio, yeah. Yep. And, of course, Jackson Brown is kind of the famous guy that kind of comes out to the festival. And they write these songs while they're up there, right, and record them and get them out there. So that's what you're kind of a big part of up there in Sturgeon Bay.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, I think it started as just a concert, and then they turned it into this songwriting week. So for a week every year, they'd get a bunch of writers from all over the country, and they'd come up and write songs about the bridge, and usually end up with at least three songs.
And a lot of collaboration with people that maybe you don't know that you
exactly
meet at
you
the
do,
festival.
Yep, you spin a bottle, and you get two other writers. Yep, so you don't have a choice, you know. So
wow.
It's a great experience, and, you know, you meet up with these writers, and then you write a song, and you kind of have to get it approved and by Pat, and he kind of edits it or gives you his take, and then you record it, and then you do that at least two more times, and then at the end of the week, you perform it for the people at Sturgeon Bay. So
wow, how cool is that?
It's so cool, and the community that is built there, and I'm sure just the friends that can be made. Non-musician, like, I'm not a musician, I just go to watch people play. Is that an opportunity? Can you get in, watch this stuff being made?
Yeah, I mean, they're not doing it right now. They've taken a break from it, but you could go and see. They had music in the town, and then they also had, they kind of veered to doing just one performance at the local theater called The Tap, and you could see it on Friday and Saturday night. But all the place is still alive. You know, they have all the songs. They still have a radio, Steel Bridge Radio.
Yeah, on their website.
On their website, holidaymusicmotel.com, I want to say. And you can hear all the songs that were created there. And there's a lot of songs that, you know, people still play out live or are still... There was a song that was written there that just got picked up by like a big TV show or something where it's going to be in a Netflix show or something like that. So
nice.
The music's still alive, so that's great.
Well, Sturgeon Bay, it's such a fun town.
Yes.
Well, let's get back to live music with Sam Lyons in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We'll talk about Steel Bridge, or we actually talked about Steel Bridge pretty good. but this next song is unreleased, and it was written at the Steel Bridge Festival with Milky Boy. And it's called Waves of Blue. Tell us the backstory. Tell us about Milky Boy. What's up with these names?
Yeah, Moon, the names Jelly, are wild. Milky Boy. Lake Calm. Who is this guy? The Milk Boys was our name.
The Milk Boys.
And it was me and a buddy of mine that I lived up there. We were helping with the motel, with the Steel Bridge online stuff. And we worked on a cruise ship during the summer. And it was just a duo. We'd play, like, it was a kind of a residency thing. We'd play like five nights a week during this sunset cruise in Sister Bay. And we were thinking of a name, and my buddy came up with the Milk Boys because he's like, dude, we got to milk these people for all they're worth. And we started, because we weren't getting paid a ton for performing, so we tried to make a good amount in tips, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we played a lot of kind of like covers we knew, some yacht rock, like some Huey Lewis and some Michael McDonald. And this song was written at a steel bridge, kind of like a love song from, there's two bridges there. And it's kind of a love song from one bridge to the other. And it was me and a guy named Ben Spottle, who was the other Milk Boy. And then another buddy of ours, Wyatt Glave, we wrote this. So
it's not Milky Boys, Milk Boys.
The Milk Boys.
The
yeah.
Milk Boys.
Or Milk Boys, whatever you want. Yeah.
Sam Lyons live.
Milky Boys now.
I like Milky Boy. Yeah.
Live in the Devil's Lair, Backseat Radio.
Stop burning the candle. I've seen it all fall to the floor. Together, side by side, forevermore and more and more and more. Times we spent will always be reminded of all the things you said that kept me smiling. Takes too much to break us. They like to know if they can. All in all, it's too much to demand, 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 demand. They may be bending the space between us. All fail to land.
I love how you hit the high notes.
Thank you.
That's great singing there. Sam Lyons is live in the Devil's Lair. We're going to take a quick break. Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more at movetomadison.com. Stick around. Live in the Devil's Lair is coming up next here on Max Inc. Radio.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and movetomadison.com.
There's nothing else like it. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th on the Near East Side of Madison. 5 live music stages, check. Dozens of food and hundreds of arts and crafts vendors, yup. Family activities and the one-of-a-kind iconic Willie Street Fair Parade at 11 a.m. on Sunday. Oh, yeah. And sound off at the Civic Media Truth Booth, too. It all benefits the Wilmar Neighborhood Center and Commonwealth Development. The Willie Street Fair, September 16th and 17th, celebrating 46 years of fun.
one on Madison's Near East Side.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
It's a Max Inc. concert showcase. Hey all, Jimmy K here. Join me as I broadcast live from the Dark Star Art Bar in Madison, Saturday, September 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then at 9, we rock with Sky Urchin, The Vipers, and the debut of Peacemaker. Sponsored by Herbal Aspect, Cannabis Elevated at HerbalAspect.com. The Max Inc. concert showcase, Saturday, September 16th at the Dark Star Art Bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy you could join us. You could call us too right now, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can also call or text right in the Civic Media app. Super groovy. Maxine Kevy's coming up at 10 o'clock, Rocker. We got Karma, Bloody Karma, and Cold Black River on the show tonight. Both bands are playing Riff Raff Fest next Saturday in Wausau. Man.
Wow, that is going to be a show, Jimmy.
It is. I wish I could go. I want to go. That's in Wausau.
And we'll also be on the radio that
night. And we'll be on the radio that night.
That makes it a little tough. And we're right down here in Madison at the Civic Media headquarters. Hey, man, let's talk about Door County again. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, you know, we go out there every year. And, you know, basically what you do is you go around to the different bars and restaurants and see bands and eat great food. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, what's your favorite place to play and eat in Door County? There's got to be somewhere.
Well, I mean, for me to play, it was the Sister Bay Scenic Boat Tours for sure. But, yeah, I mean.
Do they have a fish boil?
They don't have a fish boil. I know, Beach Harbor does. That was a big spot in Sturgeon Bay. That's a great place to go. I mean, that's a great place to hang. My favorite spot, I mean, it depends what you're going for. There's a lot of great, just, you know, dive bars, and you always have like great wings and burgers at AC Tap is great. That's kind of on your way to Sister Bay from Sturgeon Bay. My favorite spot in town in Sturgeon Bay is a place called the Red Room. It's just a bar in town. So that's nice. Kind of my home base when I go up there.
Is Egg Harbor, I think that's the name of the town, north of Sturgeon
yes,
Bay?
Towns are. Yeah.
Is that still dry? I spent a couple nights there and I realized there was no alcohol.
I'm not sure.
No, it's the one above that. That's.
I know. Yeah. I forget.
They're not dry anymore.
Ephraim.
Yeah. No, yeah. They're not dry anymore. They passed a law. You can drink there now.
Yeah, we stayed at a cabin. I went to the convenience store or whatever, wherever, to get some beer. And
yeah.
There was no beer. They like, what are you asking about beer about here, sir? We're dry.
I'm in northern Wisconsin.
You're like,
you know?
This is Door County, man.
The fish boil, too. That was rocking. I mean, down here is like fish fry. And yeah. Up in the Northwoods is fish fry. But in Door County, it's the fish boil.
Yeah.
Totally different animal, and it's delicious.
It's amazing to watch, too. It's actually like a little show, you know?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, I like the chive. That's over on the
chive. Yeah,
that's over on the other side. And they have, like, an outdoor food truck, but it's, like, permanently, like, it doesn't go anywhere, right?
Right.
Just, it's permanent, but it's great. Because the restaurant there is, like, super high scale, but the outside... You know, great chicken sandwiches, poutine. They got everything there.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Sam Lyons and the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Miss You, and it's going to be on an upcoming solo album. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, I mean, this is just kind of a classic love song. kind of, I got out of a long-term relationship last year, kind of a serious one. And it's kind of, you know, realizing for me, I'm a full-time musician. And, you know, I think you kind of roll with the punches with that. So it's a different lifestyle. And I think, it's kind of just realizing that maybe you're on a different path than someone else. And, even though you love the person, maybe, you know, you kind of realize that what you can give is probably not, I don't want to say enough, or it's just maybe not in the right lane for them to where they're going, you know? So that's kind of what it's about.
Sam Lyons live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
So this is it, no more, one last chance. I guess we did our song and dance. To think our time is done and gone. I can't help to think I was wrong. I'm not mad, I just miss you. I wanna kiss you and be your man. I'm not sure I can give you life that you deserve and hope to have. Every day seems to have its way. I wish there was something to say. And there were times when I went insane. I want you to take my last name. I'm not mad, I just miss you. I wanna kiss you and be your man. I'm not sure I can give you the life that you deserve and hope to have. I was running around, going all over town, and you wanted to help me stay. And if I knew then just what I know now, the things I would have changed. I'm not mad, I just miss you. I wanna kiss you and be your man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not sure I can give you the life that you deserve and hope to have.
Sam Lyons live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. Sam, so if I'm keeping score correctly, three out of the four last songs were love songs. Are you a romantic at heart? Or are you?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, I'm a love song guy, and I'm such a melody guy. So
yeah.
A lot of times, that's just, you know, a natural way for me to go. I'm not very political. I usually don't get to have too many, like, you know, political things in songs. Yeah. Sometimes I do, but I'm pretty, like, I'm a lover.
The song Miss You that you just played, pardon me, you know, you called it a love song. Could it be a breakup song?
Yes, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that song literally is relatable to everybody on earth right here. It really is.
Thank you.
Because, nice. You know, we've all been through that. It just sucks. It's a great song inside your thoughts on that.
Yeah. I mean, I think I was just, you know, kind of going through it at the time. And that was what came out, you know.
Now, I was wondering a little bit about when you were growing up in a family band, was there a lot of harmonizing, a lot of singing going on with your family?
Not a lot of harmonizing. I think there was a lot of playing, and like I played with my dad a lot for sure. And my, it was interesting. We all kind of had our pockets. I have my dad who was bass player and we'd play together. And then I had my brother, sax player, and then my other brother, who was originally the bass player in the punk band, he ended up doing a lot of hip hop stuff. So he was kind of doing his own thing, and I learned a lot from kind of every corner of the house. And sometimes we play together, but it wasn't like, you know, kind of wake up and let's all, you know, sing and march around. That wasn't the vibe. But
can you dance?
I'm not really. No, I would not say
could,
so.
Could you look? Here's with the high notes you hit. Yeah. You could dance and the harmonization, maybe with some folks that you already played
right.
with. We could create a new boy band from Madison
yes.
here.
Yes.
You would totally rock it.
Like, yeah, I'd have to work on the dance moves and some of that stuff.
Rocker will promote you. We'll blow it up, man.
Tour Europe, man.
Tour.
Get those like Garth Brooks. Cordless mics, you know, they're the side ones, like the NSYNC ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be perfect. A blast.
Now, all fun aside, Sam, you went through some hard times. Tell us about your recovery story. What challenges you faced and what you did to overcome them?
Yeah. I mean, I've been sober now for, I think I got 18 months recently. So that's the longest I've had since I was probably, I don't know, 16, 17, and it was tough. I mean, it was just something with drugs and alcohol that, for me, I think being a musician, and a lot of times I'd play at night and I'd have a lot of my days free, and as a kid, you know, I just loved the exploration of all that stuff and kind of, I just love to explore in different ways, and through drugs and alcohol, you know, was one of those ways. And I was recording, doing a lot of self-recording. So it was kind of like I had the time to kind of do it. And for a while it was a lot of fun. And then it kind of just got to a point for me where it became not fun at all. And I couldn't, it was so compulsive and I couldn't stop, and it was, you know, it just became kind of a big mental hurdle, and I would always get very dark and depressed and suicidal even. And I started getting to points where it was just kind of, if I didn't stop doing this, some legal stuff, it's like, if I didn't stop, I couldn't.
Yeah.
There was really no way to go. I was at a crossroads. So I ended up going to an awesome rehab facility through a company called Music Cares, which I think like Paul McCartney started, or
wow.
So it's an amazing thing where they paid for me to go to this rehab in California for a month. So it was a really cool opportunity, and it's like, since I had a lot of music and recorded music, I, you know, had some friends help me with it and sent email and stuff to them and applied, and they accepted me, and I've been sober since. So
that's wow, awesome. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
And hopefully it continues for you too.
Thank
what,
you.
What was the one thing, what was the one most important thing that you brought out of going to this treatment center that still sticks with you, that kind of, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think just that I'm enough. I think that there's just so much more to life than music or success or wanting that. You know, my whole life I kind of was working towards this thing of success. I thought, you know, that this was the thing that'd make me happy, and I wasn't really getting where I wanted to be, and I still am not, but I think just realizing that there's so much more to life and that a lot of my happiness isn't probably going to come from kind of reaching a mountaintop or any of that stuff. It's more just kind of like internally and through relationships with other people. And so, yeah, a lot. I learned a lot.
Well, let's kind of go back to, when is your upcoming album coming out? This is a solo album. You know, what will it be called? Who's playing on it? Tell us about your new album. Got plans?
Yeah, I mean, it's still up in the air. I'm thinking, right now I'm looking to release it sometime this winter before 2024. And I'm working through some names with it, but it's not going to be a super long project, but I pretty much want to go between. I have like, right now I have like four of these solo songs and I have four that are, more band like, and I want to just do alternate. So I just want to have like half and half between one full band song and then just like a solo live thing I recorded, just in like a 2-day span. So go between like a band song, a solo song, a band song, a solo song. And right now it's probably around 8. So yeah.
Well, let's get back to live music with Sam Lyons in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it's also off your upcoming solo album and it's unreleased. It's called Open Cream. Tell us about this song. Is it about a coffee shop barrister?
Yeah, I am a milk boy, so I got to throw in some of the, you know, cream references. And no, it's not. I mean, this is kind of a more abstract, lyrically, kind of just about, it's not a love song. It's more about kind of like looking to the future, as a world and kind of just not really feeling too confident about it, you know? And just kind of feeling the, existential dread of just knowing that at any time something crazy could happen, just because we're in such a bizarre time, I think, in the world. And whether it's a pandemic or a, you know, nuclear stuff going on, I mean, there's so much going on that I think a lot of people my age too are kind of like, what is this place going to look like? And
it's almost like overload.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I like to be an optimistic person, but that writing this song was more just kind of, you know, looking around and seeing just kind of some of my observations. So,
well, let's hear it here before we run out of time. Sam Lyons is live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Looking around, I see so many people down and out with nothing left to lose. Dead or alive, and to who just doesn't matter that we stick around the life of living proof. I see my leaving now, taking the world on down while they're underground. crazy to think all of the things I cannot see but do conceive from sounds that other people say. Ween in the morning, pay off the news to tell you almost anything they found to wake you from your dreams. I see my soul in town and it's leaving now.
Sam, you know, we're running kind of out on time, so I'm going to announce some shows that you're going to be up here soon. The 8th of September, you're at Buck and Honey's over in Wanakee. Mm-hmm. The 15th of September, Crossroads Coffee House in Cross Plains, Art of Joy with your brother Clay Lyons in Cedarburg on the 21st of September, and September 22nd, Madison's in Madison. So how do we keep up with you online?
I got a website, samlyonsmusic.com, and that's L-Y-O-N-S.
Oh, perfect. Well, let's just get right into this last song, because it'll take us right to the break.
How long is this next song, or this last song?
It's probably 3 minutes.
Yeah, we don't want to cut it off. That's
okay, no worries. Oh, okay.
Let's save that, because we're out of here in about a minute here.
No worries.
We're that close.
Yeah. I want to remind people that Max and Kevy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a great show. Cold Black River and Karma, Bloody Karma. Rocker and I will be back here in the studio next week. I don't know. I don't have the calendar for me. I'm not sure what's coming up in our calendar, but that's okay.
Okay, Jimmy.
thank you very much. Sam, it has been a pleasure having you on the air tonight. I love your music, love your story, and thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Rocker just listed all the shows that are here. Anything else that's coming up for you that's of note?
I mean, other than just check out the new album, Lake Qualm, Camp Washico, that's about it.
All right. And that's available. Is it on Bandcamp and everywhere?
Bandcamp, Spotify.
It's everywhere.
iTunes, yep.
Jimmy, next week we're going to be talking to Trevor Banks, Joey Banks' son, and he's doing the Give the Drummer Some, another fundraiser for their documentary on Clyde Stubblefield.
That's at the Barrymore. I can't wait to talk about that. All right, Max Inc. Kevy's coming up. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned in.